إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Welcome all of you. We continue reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi to Fadilat Al-Shaykh Al-Walid, Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah. Babun fi Zakat Al-Fitr. Before that, I have an answer to a question of our brothers last week. The question was about a house he put for sale, but he still live in the house. The brother have a house, he owns the house. He still live in the house, but he put that house for sale for a couple years, so like 3 years. It's not sold yet. And should he pay zakat for this 3 years since he put the house for sale? Before I give you the answer, keep in mind that what we learned in the chapters, the previous chapters, that there is no zakat on any property that a person have for his personal use. For instance, if a person own a house or houses, but for his own use, it's not for sale. So there is no zakat on those. Likewise, if a person owns cars, but for his personal use, there is no zakat on those things. But here, the brother he asked, since he put that house for sale, Aynam. I asked Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Junayd, Hafidhahullah. He says there is no zakat on that person, since he still live in a house. He's no zakat, because he's not, the house actually was not for business. He didn't buy the house to make money, to flip it, as we say, and sell it. This is a house he live in. And he said to me, he said, if you were to ask the brother, he may give you one of these reasons. He's selling the house because maybe he wants to move on a bigger house or a smaller house. That's what he's putting it for sale. Or he wants to move in another area, another state or another city, and the like. And I called the brother, but he didn't answer. I left the answer on his answer machine, but I didn't hear from him yet. Alhamdulillah. But we benefit all of us. If someone live in a house, but he put it for sale, and if a year go by, and that house is not sold yet, there is no zakat on that person. There is no zakat for that person because he still lives in it. Now, chapter Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr min Ramadan al-Mubarak. Zakat al-Fitr is linked to Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. We want to mention something about Ramadan. As you know, Ramadan, someone may say, look, it's still a couple months for Ramadan. Exactly 2 months and a half, inshallah ta'ala. Because we are in Jumada, Athani, the half of it. And then after Jumada, Athani, what month? Rajab. And after Rajab? Sha'ban. And then? Ramadan. So we have like 2 months and a half. But the Salaf, they used to prepare for Ramadan 6 months before Ramadan. 6 months. So we see that we're a little bit late. 6 months they prepare themselves. Because this is a great opportunity, the blessed month of Ramadan. It's only once a year. It's not twice or even three times a year. Once a year, so it's very important for us to begin to read more about Ramadan, the verses of Ramadan, so that you can make the necessary adjustments When Ramadan comes, you're already ready for it. Let me give you an example. Look at the merchants. The businessmen and the merchants, who they, mashallah, they have their own daily things. But then there is this month, like they call it the high season for them. The most busy month. 1 month a year is very busy for them. They make a lot of money. What do people do? Do they wait until that month? Or half of it? Or the last 10 days of it? Or one night of it to try to do, prepare? No, we all know that. Those people, they be preparing all year. They're going to make sure they have the right and merchandise and enough of it. And they have to feed themselves. Are they going to make any plans for that month? No plans in that month. No traveling on that month. No other plans. They got to free themselves. This is 1 month. This is the month of the year when they can make a lot of money. And they free themselves for that. Likewise, Ikhwan, this is the blessed month of Ramadan. It's coming, approaching. It seems like a couple of weeks ago, we were like, oh, Ramadan, just gone, Ramadan. Now here, it's a couple of weeks, and Ramadan will be here again. But are we going to be ready? Ramadan is coming, that's for sure. But are we ready? And that's everyone should ask himself. We ask Allah to make us from those who will see Ramadan, inshallah. But we have to prepare for it. Now, this will remind us a little bit of Ramadan, this chapter. Because this is one of the chapters, we're not going to skip it and come back to it in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, this is a part of our classes. Zakat al-Fitr. Since it's still in a section of Zakat. Who remind me, what are the chapters we dealt with so far in Zakat?
Zakat
أحسنت
كثير
نعم زكاة النقدين الذهب والفضة
شركة
ومقام مقامهما من النقود والورق زكاة الشركة إيش هذا الزكاة عروض التجارة أحسن عروض التجارة Now we're in a chapter of Zakat Al-Fitr. As before, we learned in the subchapter the Zakat in cattle, animals and livestock. Mainly in camels, cows, sheep and goat. Okay? Then we have the Zakat al-Naqdain. Okay? The gold and silver and money. Course, because that's the value. Also, we study the zakat of the rikaz and also the ma'adin. What's the ma'adin? Minerals. And
precious
athimar. Fruits and grains and the like. And lastly, we have the zakat on what? Urud al-tijara. The goods, trades and goods. Now the chapter on Zakat al-Fitr. قال الشيخ زكاة الفطر من رمضان المبارك تسمى بذلك لأن الفطرة سببها فإضافتها إليه من إضافة الشيء إلى سببه. زكاة الفطر, it is in the blessed month of Ramadan. And it is given this name, the Zakat al-Fitr, because the fitr, Eid al-Fitr, is the cause for it. It's given on the day of the Eid al-Fitr. So it took the name, Zakat al-Fitr, because we have Eid al-Fitr. We have the Eid al-Fitr and the other Eid. What is his name, Ahmed? Eid al-Adha, Ahsant. Eid al-Adha, we have Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr. And the other two Eids, Ahmed, what are they? We have Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, and the other two. She don't know, say Allahu A'lam, okay? Allahu A'lam, very good, that's excellent. Excellent answer. Muhammad, what's the other two Eids? He's only two. He's only two. Two, Ahmed. Okay? These two Eid are legislated for us, alhamdulillah. والدليل على وجوب الكتاب والسنة والإجماع. And there is a proof for zakat al-fitr. That is obligatory to give zakat al-fitr. The Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the scholars and the Muslims. As from the Quran, Sheikh mentioned the ayah 14 in Surah Al-A'la. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى قد أفلح من تزكى. قال رحمك الله. قال بعض السلف المراد بالتزكي هنا إخراج زكاة الفطر. First ayah mentioned in ayah 14 in Surah Al-A'la. He is indeed successful the one who purify himself, who تزكى. Okay. Here he said some of the salaf, they says al-murad bi-tazakki huna, to give out zakat al-fitr. Some of the salaf, they says to give zakat al-fitr. وتدخل في عموم قوله تعالى وآتوا الزكاة in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 43. And also this zakat al-fitr is included in the general meaning of the ayah 43 in Surah Al-Baqarah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and give the zakat, and pay the zakat, in general. So this is a dalil also. وفي الصحيحين أي في البخاري ومسلم وغيرهما من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين. He mentioned the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, and also this hadith is collected by other than al-Bukhari and Muslim. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made an obligation that zakat al-fitr should be given a sa' of date or a sa' of barley. And this is an obligation to be given on the slave and the free, the male and the female, the young and the elders amongst the Muslims. وقد حكى غير واحد من العلماء إجماع المسلمين على وجوبها. And he says, many of the ulama, they mention in their books the consensus of the scholars that giving zakat al-fitr is obligatory, is an obligation. Forget to tell you there is some points, okay? The first point was the introduction of zakat al-fitr on that. The second point was the dalil for it. We just finished it. Now the third point, point number three, الحكمة في مشروعيتها. What is the wisdom behind the legislation of zakat al-fitr? قال أنها طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين وشكر لله تعالى على إتمام فريضة الصيام. Sheikh mentioned three wisdoms. Number one, this zakat that you give in the end of the month and the especially on Yom Al-Eid, even though as we're going to learn later on, some of the ulama, they says you can give it, it's permissible to give it a day or two before the Eid, but the best time for it is on the morning of the Eid before the Salat, not after the Salat Al-Eid. Before the Eid prayer. The first wisdom for it is that it purification, it purify the fasting of that person from anything that person may have said or dead of done that is not right. Allahu wa rafath. We human. Of course, a person, or there is a great hikmah of fasting, is that to a taqwa, to gain taqwa of Allah. Fasting is not just to abstain from food and drink and water and this. No, you do that, but also your tongue has to fast from lying, backbiting, and saying bad things. Your eyes has to fast from looking at bad things. Your ears has to fast from hearing bad things. All right? But a human being, we sometimes we look at things we don't supposed to look. We hear things we don't supposed to hear, and we say things we don't supposed to say. What this zakat purify those things, purify your fast, and cleanse it from those things. Also, one of the hikam and the wisdom of zakat, tu'amal al-masakin. It is a food on that day for the poor, because zakat al-fitr is given to the poor and the needy. To the poor and the needy amongst the Muslims. The third wisdom is that shukr lillah ta'ala ala itmami faridat al-siyam. You give it out while showing thanks to Allah and giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for aiding you and assisting you to complete the month of Ramadan. Because that's when the zakat al-fitr is given, when you complete the fasting of the month of Ramadan. So therefore it's not given in the first of Ramadan or the middle of the Ramadan, as the ulama, they have fatawa. If anyone gives zakat al-fitr in the beginning of Ramadan or in the middle of it, that's not zakat al-fitr. That's only a regular charity. That person, if he did that, still have to give zakat al-fitr, because that's not counted as zakat al-fitr, because zakat al-fitr has a time for it, and that time we just mentioned it. The fourth point, وَتَجِبُ زَكَاتُ الْفِطْرِ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Now that zakat al-fitr is obligatory to be given on every Muslim. On every Muslim. ذَكَرًا كَانَ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Male or female. It's not just on the men. In a household, it is obligatory to give a sa' of food on anyone in the household. Household of five sa's. Not just the husband, the father, the man only. He give it on himself and he give it on his wife if he's married, and on each one of his children or anyone that will live under his care. So it is obligatory upon every Muslim. ذَكَرًا كَانَ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Male or female. صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا. The young or the grown up. The little ones. They don't even talk. They don't even walk yet. You give the zakat on them. You know, if you're in charge of them. حُرًّا كَانَ أَوْ عَبْدًا. Whether the person is free or slave, zakat is binding upon all of them. لِحَدِيثِ Ibn Umar الَّذِي ذَكَرْنَا قَرِيبًا. Because of the same hadith that Shaykh said we just mentioned. حديث صحيح البخاري صحيح مسلم أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين ومعنى فرض ألزم وأوجب. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم make it an obligation, that زكاة الفطر is an obligation to be given upon the slave and the free, the male and the female, the young and the elders among the Muslims, from the Muslims. The fifth point that Sheikh mentioned, قال وكما أن في حديثي وفي الحديث أيضا بيان مقدار ما يخرج عن كل شخص وجنس ما يخرج كذلك. This fifth point also in the same hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, there is other benefits. Number one, the first benefit is the how much? What is the quantity to be given as zakat al-fitr? Because remember in the zakat before, zakat on cows, zakat on camels, zakat on sheep, zakat in gold, silver, money, and trades and business and goods, there is how much you give. Okay? and with details, alhamdulillah. It's not left for a person, anyone, just go and give whatever they want. No, there is the portions, proportions, and the quantities has been decided in this beautiful religion of Islam. So likewise here, this hadith shows and contains how much. So who can remind us, because you've heard the hadith twice. Actually four times, Arabic and Sa'ar. Sa'ar, one Sa'ar for every person. That's the miqdar, a Sa'ar. And what is the Sa'ar?
For him, for him.
Arba'atu amdad. Ahsant. وهذا هو المد. المد. This is the mud. And the sa' is four of this. The medium hand. Okay? That's the sa'. So when you fill your mud, you know, alhamdulillah, four of it, that's one sa'. So if a person gives zakat only for himself, he's by himself, four of this. You may find sometimes in some of the books or on the internet, they give you like the weights. Keep in mind that the weight differ, because rice doesn't weigh the same thing as beans or as dates or as raisins. Okay, so it's different. Okay, but this is the easiest way to do it. Okay, now. So that's what you give. And also, the other benefits of the hadith, not only that it tells us how much we give, but from what we give. Okay, what do you give in Zakat al-Fitr? Is it food? Is it clothing? Is it money? You see? Is it what? So, it's very important to know this. He says, فَمِقْدَارُهُ وَصَاعُ وَهُوَ أَرْبَعَةُ أَمْدَادُ وَجِنْسُ مَا يُخْرَجْ هُوَ مِنْ غَالِبِ قُوتِ الْبَلَادِ. He says, so the what you give is you give from the food that is consumed in that area, known to the people. You give them something they know and they eat and they consume. Don't give them something they never heard of. They mentioned, because the reason why you give the poor, so they can cook it and eat. You give them something they don't even know what to do with. That's not good for them. The Shaykh says, بُرًّا كَانَ أَوْ شَعِيرًا أَوْ تَمْرًا أَوْ زَبِيبًا أَوْ عَقِطًا أَوْ غَيْرَ هَذِهِ الْأَصْنَافِ مِمَّا اعْتَادَ النَّاسُ أَكْلَهُ فِي الْبَلَدِ وَغَلَبَ اسْتِعْمَالُهُمْ لَهُ كَالْأُرْزِ وَالذُّرَى وَمَا يَقْتَاتُهُ النَّاسُ فِي كُلِّ بَلَدٍ بِحَسَبِهِ. And the Sheikh gave an example when he mentioned those types of food that are mentioned in the ahadith, such as burr, wheat, such as barley, dates, raisins, and some dry kind of cheese, aqib. He says, or other than that, these are the types of food mentioned in the narrations. However, the ulama, they mention that there is no proof that limit the zakat only to these five things. Okay? The ulama, they mention, it's not like they have to be given only from these things because the hadith. But they says, they mention these ones because that's what used to be the food at that time. But there has other narration that says that the Zakat al-Fitr is to be given from the food. Okay? And these types were mentioned at that time because it was what it was consumed at that time. That's why the Shaykh Saleh Hafidhullah says, you give it from these things or from what the people eat in the area they live in. وَغَلُوبَ اسْتِعْمَالُهُمْ لَهُ. And that's what they use most. What they use the most. And the Sheikh gave an example, like for instance, in some area people use rice a lot. Some people, some countries, rice is the main dish. They have to have rice, some people twice a day. a lunch and dinner. Yes, they cook fish with it, they have maybe goat, they have others, you know, chicken, but rice has to be there. Some other people is bread, flour, they use a lot of things like that. Okay? That's why the Sheikh mentioned that. Wadhura. Wadhura, corn. In some area, people eat a lot of corn. Okay? Or other than that, the Sheikh says, according to what the people eat. And especially, he says, the food that is, it is the most consumed by the people. Okay? So here, the ulama, they mention rice. You won't find a rice in a hadith. You see the rice? It's not found in the hadith. But the ulama, they says it can be given because it is food. It is food. And they said, especially these days, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, when he mentioned that, he said, especially these days, a lot of countries, man, they, rice is the main food for them. Okay? Food, rice is the main food on the table. So much so that you may take good care of a person and like, and man, you cook fish and salads and all pastries, but if there's no rice right there, subhanAllah, the table is not. You're right, Salah?
Huh?
Yeah, you see? They may get offended. They're like, he didn't even cook rice for us. They don't mention the other stuff. You see? In other, I'm just sharing with you some customs. In my country, it's good to know the customs of the people because it saves you from trouble and from embarrassments too. Where I come from is tea is one of the main things, tea. Maybe it's not just in Morocco, in other countries too, but it is so important, especially for the guests. It doesn't matter, even if you serve them a whole camel, roasted camel and lamb, whatever, but tea has to be before. When they just get there, you got to give them some tea, even if they don't drink it. It has to be, that's the custom, with some pastries. And then after the food, tea again. So now they say that this person he went to, and they took care of him, man. A lot of food, but they didn't give the tea. He complained, he said, oh, they took care of you. He said, they didn't give us not even a cup of tea. You see? He said, they didn't give me not even a cup of tea. So if somebody heard that, what does it mean? They didn't feed this person at all. But in reality, see, when you know in the customs of the people. I know. Since Brother Salih mentioned Iraq, is it true? Because a brother from Iraq told me, is if somebody give you tea, meaning that the food has just finished?
That's true.
That's true.
We take the tea after the meal.
Yes, and if somebody serve you tea in his house, would it tell you like that's it?
That's it.
So see, that's true.
Or if he gives you a coffee, means it's over.
Yes.
You get to leave.
So this brother, he told me he married a Moroccan woman, and he finally, after years, he went to visit her family, but she didn't go with him. And she told him, don't eat, because my family, they're going to take care of you. So he said the whole night is overnight flight. He didn't eat. They serve the food now. He's hungry. And this brother, he told me he can eat. He said, I'm hungry. He said, I went to the airport. He says, the whole family came. I'm like, who am I? SubhanAllah, I've never seen people gathering. I've never seen them, but they come and nice. He said, when he went to the house, he smells food, a lot of food. He said, SubhanAllah, it was amazing. The whole house smelled food. It smells good. But then what happened?
They
put tea. Tea and pastries. What did his brother do? He ate. See them, they just put it there, just like, it's just the customs. But him in his mind, as Salih, Salih is from Iraq, that's why I ask him. That brother, what went through his mind? Man, they ate before me. They didn't, couldn't wait for me. And he told me, he said, SubhanAllah, how could they do this? Why they don't wait for me? That's what was in his mind, but he didn't ask. You see? Knowing the custom is very important. He said to me, he was eating. Even them, they were surprised. They're like, SubhanAllah, this man, he can eat. Because that stuff, you should leave some room, because that's it. Eat. He's eating. And they were looking at each other. Then they just said, eat more. Just like being nice. He's all right. He's eating. Until he couldn't eat no more. They're like, eat. He's like, I'm done. They were like looking at these others. So now they took the tea and they put, he says, two plates. Each one of them has four roasted chicken. He's like, what is this for? They're like, it's the food. He's like, what do you mean the food? He didn't know. So he said to me, I couldn't eat. They took the chicken, they put lamb. After lamb, I don't know what they brought. He said, he's like, subhanAllah, nobody told me. He said, he called and anyone he knows, he's like, look, man, if you go to Morocco, this is how it is. So it's very important for a person to know the customs of the people. Likewise, how to sit, what to do, where to go. It's very important. It helps you to understand and also to make the right decisions. Now, so this hadith, the Shaykh mentioned, is the two benefits in it. The how much he gives in Zakat al-Fitr is not left for anyone to give whatever he wants. And what you give to. Because some people now, they give fatawa, is to be given in money, in masajid, many masajid, Allah al-Musta'an, who do not apply the sunnah, they collect Zakat al-Fitr as money, like $7, some they say $8, some of them $10, and that's it. And it is not from the sunnah to give it as money. This Zakat al-Fitr is not to be given as money. No, it is not, because the sunnah is to give it from food. Even though some people, they said, look, man, people these days, they need more money than food. He said, look, it's not about these days or the other day. It's about following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ applies on everyone. Doesn't matter what country they are, what time and what place. Okay? Because it is the legislation of the All-Wise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who, Allah didn't legislate food only at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any given time, for any people, any place, until the day of judgment take place. Zakat al-Fitr is to be given from that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to be given from, and it is food, not money. The sixth point, qala, كما بين صلى الله عليه وسلم وقت إخراجها. Now the time. We learn how much he gave, from what, and to who also to be given. Now is the time. كما بين صلى الله عليه وسلم وقت إخراجها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made clear the time where the Zakat al-Fitr should be given. وهو أنه أمر بها أن تؤدى قبل صلاة العيد. As in the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Prophet ﷺ, he ordered that Zakat al-Fitr should be given right before the Eid prayer. قال الشيخ ويبدأ وقت الإخراج الأفضل بغروب الشمس ليلة العيد ويجوز تقديم إخراجها قبل العيد بيوم أو يومين. فقد روى البخاري رحمه الله أن الصحابة كانوا يعطون قبل الفطر بيوم أو يومين فكان إجماع منهم. He says, so the best time is to give it at the night of the Eid. When the moon is sighted, the moon of Shawwal, the crescent of Shawwal is sighted, so automatically tomorrow is the Eid, that night you can give it, but better to give it right before the Eid prayer. He said, however, it's permissible, not that's the best, but it's permissible to give it a day or two before the Eid, because of what Al-Imam al-Bukhari collected in his Sahih, that the Sahaba, radiallahu alayhim, the companion, they used to give it a day or two before the Eid, and this is like ijma', consensus from them. The seventh point, وَإِخْرَاجُهَا يَوْمَ الْعِيدِ قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلُ فَإِنْ فَاتَهُ هَذَا الْوَقْتِ فَأَخَّرَ إِخْرَاجَهَا عَنْ صَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ إِخْرَاجُهَا قَضَاءً لِحَدِيثِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسِ رضي الله عنهما من أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات ويكون آثما بتأخير إخراجها عن الوقت المحدد لمخالفته أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Zakat al-Fitr should be given out on the Eid day, and the best is before the Eid prayer, before the Eid prayer, Salat al-Eid. If a person didn't give it until after the Eid prayer, he said still should give it after that. Because of the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, من أداها قبل صلاة الصلاة, whoever give it before the salat, it is zakat, that is accepted as zakat. But whoever give it after the salat al-Eid, it is considered as a sadaqah, a charity from the charities. So he still give it, the one who didn't give it, but he's not considered as zakat al-fitr, but he's going to be considered as only a charity, a regular charity. The Shaykh says, and that person become sinful for delaying it. Delaying it, because the one who fixed the time is the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this person, he opposes the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The ulama, they mention, unless if that person have a valid reason, forgot, or whatever happened, person has the intention to give it, get very sick that day, or whatever the case, Allahu A'lam, if you have a valid reason. Point number 8, ويخرج المسلم زكاة الفطر عن نفسه وعمن يمونهم أي ينفق عليهم من الزوجات والأقارب لعموم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدوا الفطر عمن تمونون. And also, now the person, the Muslim, gives زكاة الفطر on himself, الصاع on himself, and on behalf of all those that they live under his care. Those that he spend on them and take care of them. Wives and children and relatives. Maybe his mother or father live with him and the like. Because of the general meaning of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, pay the zakat on those people that you take care of and you spend on. So it's not like the Eid al-Adha when the person slaughter one animal on behalf of the entire family. In Eid al-Adha, a family of five, they don't have to slaughter five animals. You see? One animal is enough. But in Zakat al-Fitr, not one Zakat is enough. No, they have to give Zakat on each one of them, every one of them. Number 9, وَيُسْتَحَبُّ إِخْرَاجُهُ عَنِ الْحَمْلِ لِفِعْلِ عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. However, the Shaykh mentioned that what about if the woman is pregnant? Then he said it is recommended to give zakat on behalf of the pregnant. Now, it's obligatory to give zakat on behalf of the woman. But the fetus that's still in her womb is not obligatory, but they said it's recommended for someone wants to do that because Uthman radiallahu anhu did that. طيب. Point number 10. ومن لزم غيره إخراج الفطرة عنه فأخرج هو عن نفسه بدون إذن من تلزمه أجزأت لأنها وجد عليه ابتداء والغير متحمل لها غير أصيل وإن أخرج شخص عن شخص لا تلزمه نفقته بإذنه أجزأته بدون إذنه لا تجزئ. Now he said if someone assigned someone, said look, give this on my behalf. But then he went and do it himself, it's okay. Alright? It's okay. Because it is obligatory upon him in the first place. But if a person gives zakat on behalf of a person, that person is not from the people that it's binding upon him to take care of, okay, that don't live under his care, it will be valid only if that person give him permission. But if he doesn't give him permission, it's not counted. Okay? So, a father, for example, he gives a zakat on behalf of his wife, his children, and his mother maybe that live with him. It's okay. But let's say that same brother, he just want to give zakat on behalf of this brother in another area or in the same community, but the other person didn't give him permission to do that, then it doesn't count. But if he give him permission, then it does count. Number 11, وَلِمَنْ وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ إِخْرَاجُ الْفِطْرَ عَنْ غَيْرِهِ أَنْ يُخْرِجَ فِطْرَةَ ذَلِكَ الْغَيْرِ مَعَ فِطْرَتِهِ فِي الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِيهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ الْمُخْرَجُ عَنْهُ فِي مَكَانٍ آخَرٍ. These are like answers, actually, if you pay attention to some questions that the people they ask. These are serious answers to some questions, actually. He says, now, if a person is obligatory upon him to give zakat al-fitr on behalf of another, so that zakat al-fitr on behalf of the other person has to be given along with his zakat in the area where that person lives. Even if the person he's given the zakat on his behalf live in another area. Okay? Live in another area. For example, somebody lives in one town, but another person, for whatever reason, says, "Akhi, give zakat on my behalf because I'm going to be busy, I'm not going to be able to go to anywhere, there is no food in here, no stores, nothing, please give zakat." That person will give the zakat in the area where he is, not in the place or the town where the person lives. Okay? Now, ثم قال ونحب أن ننقل لك كلاما لابن القيم في جنس المخرج في زكاة الفطر قال رحمه الله لما ذكر الأنواع الخمسة الواردة في الحديث وهذه كانت غالب أقواتهم بالمدينة فأما أهل بلد أو محل قوتهم غير ذلك فإنما عليهم صاع من قوتهم. And now the Sheikh, he mentioned, he says, would love to present you the statements of Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله as related to what is the kinds of food that zakat al-fitr to be given from. And he says that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, after mentioning the five types of food that was mentioned in the hadith, and we just mentioned those to you, the bur, sha'ir, tamar, zabib, and aqib. After he mentioned those, he says, Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, this is what was consumed the most at that time in Medina. Okay, he says, as for other than them, every place and every area, what is obligatory upon them is a sa' from their food, from the food that is consumed the most in where they at. ثم قال ابن القيم رحمه الله فإن كان وستير in point number 12 فإن كان قوتهم من غير الحبوب كاللبن واللحم والسمك أخرجوا فطرتهم من قوتهم كائن ما كان هذا قول جمهور العلماء وهو الصواب الذي يقال لا يقال بغيره. He says, even if their food was from other than grains, he says, even their food it was other than grains such as milk, meat, fish, they give the zakat from the food. Doesn't matter what the food is, as long as it is, this is the food that they consume in that area. He says, and this is the statement of the majority of the scholars. This is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, and this is the what is correct, that no one should go to other than it, he says. إذ المقصود سد خلة المساكين يوم العيد ومواساتهم من جنس ما يقتات أهل بلدهم. He says, but because what the wisdom behind this is that the people, the poor, to be given the food that they consume at that day, from that which their peers and the people that live in the same area, they eat from. قال وعلى هذا فيجزئ الدقيق وإن لم يصح فيه الحديث. He says, based on this, flours, it's permissible to give flours when they use it to make bread. He says, even though the hadith that mentioned the flowers is not sound. وَأَمَّا إِخْرَاجُ الْخُبْزِ أَوْ الطَّعَامِ فَإِنَّهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ أَنْفَعُ الْمَسَاكِينِ لِقِلَّةِ الْمَأُونَ وَالْكُلْفَ فِيهِ فَقَدْ يَكُونُ الْحَبُّ أَنْفَعُ لَهُمْ لِطُولِ بَقَائِهِ انْتَهَى. He says, as for giving them bread or cooked food, he says, even though that's maybe the easiest thing for them that day, because look, you give them bread, they don't have to cook it and stuff. It's already ready. You give them food, it's already cooked. He said, but still, giving them grains, it's better for them. Why? Because the grains, whatever you give them extra, you're going to stay for a long time. But if you give them bread that is already cooked, they're going to eat only so much, and they cannot be able to store it. Likewise, cooked food, they're going to eat what they can, but the leftover, they're not going to be able to store it. وقال شيخ الإسلام still in point number 12 قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية يخرج من قوت بلده مثل الأرز وغيره ولو قدر على الأصناف المذكورة بالحديد وهو رواية عن أحمد وقول أكثر العلماء وهو صح الأقوال فإن الأصل في الصدقات أن تجب على وجه المواساة الفقراء. Also شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه تعالى he emphasizes put an emphasis on this agreed with ابن القيم. We should say maybe Ibn al-Qayyim agreed with him because Ibn al-Qayyim is the student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says that zakat al-fitr, the Muslim gives the zakat from the food that is known in the area, his area. Okay, the most consumed in his area, such as rice and other than it. Even he says, even if the person is able to give one of the five types mentioned in the hadith. Even if he's able to give dates, raisin, barley, he says, but however, and this is, he says, one of the opinions of Imam Ahmad and the majority of the scholars, and this is the correct opinion, by the way, he says, Shaykh al-Islam, he says, because the asal in this sadaqat, that you should give what's good for the people. What's beneficial for them. So if the people eat rice, you give them rice. That's why you find the fatwa of the ulama, as Ibn al-Qayyim he mentioned, that people who have fish, you give them fish. That's all they eat. They don't eat dates, they don't eat raisins, they don't eat barley, they don't eat flour, they don't know what flour is. And you can review those fatwa. They are available, alhamdulillah. Now we have volumes of books, alhamdulillah, that compile the fatawa of the ulama in many, by categories. You get fatawa in aqidah, fatawa, alhamdulillah, in salat, fatawa in tahara, you have fatawa in fasting, fatawa in zakat, fatawa in hajj and umrah, fatawa in many things. So we advise you to review the fatawa of Ahlul Ilm, the fatawa of the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have two more points. Number 13. قال وأما إخراج القيمة عن زكاة الفطر بأن يدفع بدلها دراهم فهو خلاف السنة فلا يجزئ لأنه لم ينقل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عن أحد من أصحابه إخراج القيمة في زكاة الفطر. He says, as for those people who they gave زكاة الفطر, not food, but they gave the equivalent in money, instead to give the food, they gave money instead. He said, this is in opposition to the sunnah. And therefore, it is not zakat, cannot consider zakat al-fitr, because there is nothing transmitted from the Prophet ﷺ nor from any of his companions, ridwanullah alayhim, that they used to give money in zakat al-fitr. قال الإمام أحمد لا يعطي القيمة. Imam Ahmad rahimahu ta'ala, he says the value should not be given. Not a person go calculate how much is a sa' of rice. $8, or let me give you $8. No, so do not give, don't do this. قيل له قوم يقولون إن عمر بن عبد العزيز كان يأخذ القيمة. But he was said to Imam Ahmad, some people say that عمر بن عبد العزيز, he used to take money instead. قال يدعون قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويقولون قال فلان وقد قال ابن عمر فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر الساعة عن الحديث. He said, سبحان الله. They leave off the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say so and so said. While Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stated in the hadith that we mentioned to you before that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made zakat al-fitr an obligation, a sa' of food. Okay. So it's not to be given as money. And therefore you see the mistakes of a lot of Muslims, masakeen, because they don't learn. That's why it's important to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It takes one imam of that masjid to say, okay, zakat al-fitr. Sometimes some imam, they give it in a khutbah. Some even they warn against the sunnah. Imam on a khutbah, the last khutbah, Jumu'ah, before the Eid, is like, don't listen to anyone who tell you food. People need money these days. And we say, A'udhu Billah. Now, they be going against the sunnah instead to teach the people the sunnah. Qul'iyadu Billah. Tayyib. Number 14, the last point of this chapter. قال ولا بد أن تصل صدقة الفطر إلى مستحقها في الموعد المحدد لإخراجها أو تصل إلى وكيله الذي عمده في قبضها نيابة عنه فإن لم يجد الدافع من أراد دفعها إليه ولم يجد له وكيلا في الموعد المحدد وجب دفعه إلى آخر. Now here's very important now. that zakat al-fitr has to reach the one who deserves it, the poor and the masakin, in the time that's supposed to be given, before the Eid prayer. That's the, before the Eid prayer. You can give it at that night or day or two before, but not after the Eid. So he said zakat al-fitr has to reach the recipient who deserves it in the time that is fixed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or, if he doesn't reach that person, reach the person who was assigned by the recipient to collect it on his behalf. To collect it on his behalf. He says, if a person cannot do it, and cannot give it the time, he has to give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else. وهنا يغلط بعض الناس بحيث يودع زكاة الفطر عند شخص لم يوكله المستحق وهذا لا يعتبر إخراج صحيح لزكاة الفطر فيجب التنبيه عليه. And then the Shaykh, he wants to draw our attention to a mistake that some people they fall into and they commit, that certain people they just go and give zakat to somebody and tell him just give it to the poor, give it to so and so, but that person was not assigned but the recipient. He said, and this is a mistake. And this is a mistake. And this is not considered as giving out zakat al-fitr. You know? So if this is the case, what about those who just bring it to the masjid? Some people do that. They think that, okay, just by bringing bags of rice and beans and that, cereals and all that, and put it by the shore rock and leave. No, this is not zakat al-fitr. Zakat al-fitr. By the way, the masjid is not responsible. Any masjid, they are not responsible to give zakat al-fitr or to receive zakat al-fitr. The masjid is not one of the recipients of zakat al-fitr. So what certain people do, they just come and give it and put it right there and they leave, or they come to the imam. Some people will lie. The imam going to give a khutbah al-eid and they stop him in a parking lot. And here is my zakat, brother imam. No, what's that? No, take it, please. Take what? The imam is not responsible. The administration of any masjid, they are not responsible. The ulama, we ask them, they say, in one case, if that imam of that masjid, or that administration, they say, look, man, we want to help the people. If you bring your zakat al-fitr, we know certain people, alhamdulillah, to give it to. But if you give it at this time, we will take care of that. If they do that, mashallah, that's from ta'awun al-birr. But if they don't, so don't put it upon them, think just because you're going to put the zakat al-fitr by the door of the masjid, that's it. No. Everyone is responsible to give it. Or find someone who's been assigned by the poor people, because the poor people, they may assign somebody. They're not going to come and ask you. Ask anybody, look, akhiya, if you have zakat al-fitr, no, they go to one person, they trust him, mashallah, and he don't give their names. And alhamdulillah, he's the one, he will come to you and say, akhi, I got a couple people, I got 10 families, if you want zakat al-fitr, give it to me. So it become binding upon him to receive it and give it to them. But you have to give it to him before time. You don't come like in the Eid, the man is taking his shoes off and trying to pray, akhi, come with me to the car right now so you can give you zakat al-fitr. No, you got to give it before so he can give it to the people before the Eid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who benefit from those advices of our noble scholars. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.